Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Kaler, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's BUNEKE.org.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Mary Brotherton, your host of Be Unique Unscripted Radio Show. I am here on Thursday night. It is March 26, 2020. And guess what, folks? It looks like we're going to have an open mic night because my guest was unable to join me. I had a little trouble getting in as well. I'm not sure what's going on, but maybe everybody being quarantined at home, everybody's using the bandwidth and people are just on the phone and on their computers and things are slowing down a little bit. But if you'd like to call in and speak with me about anything, I promise I'll answer you truthfully, honestly, and candidly. My number is 516-418-5651. Now, that's in the United States. And you just dial that number. If you are calling from any of the 17 other countries that listen to this show, you need to dial your country's exit code, and you can find that by Googling it or doing another search. Then our country code is 1. Then you dial 516-418-5651. When we had Pat Armistead on Australia, it was her afternoon and my midnight. So we worked out the time zones and she dialed her country code, got in, and we had a wonderful time. Even though for some crazy reason I couldn't get my voice to transfer over, all of the recordings did, but my voice was muted. And Pat carried that show splendidly, like the true professional that she is. She's an entertainer and she's just amazing. I was really hoping that my guest tonight would be here to help me be able to actually pronounce her last name. I call her Susie Rote. I'm sure that's probably wrong. But this is who walked with lions in the bush and dodged bombs in Dar el Salaam. But she set up a precious project in Tanzania to help educate and eradicate poverty in the Tanzanian village. Again, I'm guessing Shupu. It's N-S-H-U-P-U. Hopefully somebody from Tanzania can help me pronounce that. If not, that's okay. Now, I know if you've listened to the show and we've had open mic nights before when nobody showed up, you know, our guest wasn't able to make it, and no callers called in. And then it can get a little boring hearing my voice all night long. So, if you want to call in and be a part of the show tonight, the number is 516-418-5651. Meanwhile, I have something I think you might enjoy. We have started doing audio version of Be Unique Magazine. I've got a few stories that I will share and without listening to my voice. Here's the first story called Art Matters. Host your own show. Here's Yvonne.
This is Yvonne Sewell. I want to tell you how art matters. When I saw this topic as one of our themes, I was struck by how important these two words really are. Art matters. It does indeed matter for many reasons. The first and foremost reason is so simple that schools have forgotten about it. Art matters because it becomes part of our history. Now think about it. From the time of the caveman, there has been art. There have been drawings found in caves and stories passed down from generation to generation. Music, plays, you name it, and it has become part of our history. Can you imagine trying to find out fashion, everyday life, royalty, and other things we discovered if it had not been for art? The pyramids. They're a great example of how art taught us so much about ancient Egypt and how their history evolved. Take the cradle of civilization. Were it not for the storytellers who wrote down their words, we would have no idea how things came to be. Art is not just a pastime. It is not just for entertainment. Art teaches not only history, it teaches discipline, commitment, social skills, teamwork, goals, success. When I was in school, I started taking band in fourth grade. I continued through graduation of high school. I became disciplined in my practice, my commitment, my social skills, teamwork, goals, and successes. If I did not show up for band practice, I did not get to perform. I would have to sit and watch the others. If I did not practice with my instrument, I lost my slot. Sadly, we have taught our children that sports takes a front seat to the arts. Schools spend thousands of dollars on sports and cut out the arts. This becomes a sad commentary. Art matters. Art opens other doorways and students become better in other subjects like math, English, science, because all of those things are used in art. When I was in school, writing was my passion. However, I was convinced I could not write, and nor was I allowed to, because math was not my friend. This created a void in my life. Had I been encouraged in my art, my lacking in math would have become less of an issue. Art matters. Art teaches us how to research, how to think for ourselves, how to become comfortable in our own skin, and how to be unique. Art helps us to know that we are indeed unique and are worthy of becoming part of the history of our lives. Art matters in any form, whether we appreciate it or not, whether it is our cup of tea or not. It teaches its own lessons. It is an expression of self and becomes part of history, part of the future. Art matters because it is a window in time that will be lost forever if we continue down this path of thinking that art is not important. This is Yvonne Sewell for Be Unique magazine.
I want to say thank you again to Yvonne, and also I want to ask our listeners to check out her podcast. It is on Blog Talk Radio and is called Off the Chain. You can find it through Off the Chain, but your best bet is probably to type in Yvonne Mason or Yvonne Sewell. I think it's still under the Yvonne Mason title. Yvonne she's a writer, very proficient writer, and she writes on a lot of subjects. She loves true crime. Cold cases are her forte, but her love is introducing and nurturing people that are just beginning their careers. She has introduced and helped along writers and musicians all over the place. She's just an amazing, amazing person. She's one of our board members at Be Unique. She's one of our writers, and she's my little hero. So here we are again, Mary talking. I do hope you don't mind. The number to call in, if you'd like to call in, is 516-418-5651. The reason I talk instead of just hanging up the show is I feel like the show must go on. And I believe there must be someone somewhere listening who would like to have a friend, who would like to have someone to talk to. And I can be that friend. I can listen and we can share your story, or if you are a musician, give us a call and I'll let you play your music on the show. We had Thunder Voice. David did that a while back, a couple of weeks ago, actually. He was very unprepared, but he ran and got his guitar, came back downstairs, and he sang a song that he had composed originally, and it was heart-touching. The number is 516-418-5651. If you're not a musician and you don't need a friend necessarily, but you would like to come on the show because maybe you are a stand-up comedian, maybe you would like to try out a new audience, try out some jokes, make us laugh, give us a call at 516-418-5651. If you're outside the United States, use your country's exit code, dial 1, then 516-418-5651. My next story is by Michelle Schaefer. We call her Veggie Shell. She's our vegan writer. She writes about a lot of things. This one is not so much about veganism. I'll just let her tell you about it.
In Defense of Heavy, written and recorded by Michelle Schaefer for Be Unique magazine. In many ways, I'm a simple woman. I take immense pleasure in everyday delights like a good cup of coffee, a nice kitty nearby, and a good read. Magazine arrival day feels like Christmas morning every month, so you can imagine how deliriously happy I was when two of my favorite vegan zines arrived on the same day. There I was, coffee and kitty and mags in hand, all blissed out, when it suddenly struck me. What's with all the lighten-up messaging? Images of fruit-based rainbows scattered across the pages of my shiny new periodicals, and yes, those images worked their magic and made me happy. But somewhere around the 17th mention of lighten up, I began to feel a little weighted down. All right, so it's spring. I get it. I understand that lighten up and this is a little too heavy for me are ways of expressing energetic feels. No doubt I will continue to use these or similar phrases in the future myself. But when lighten up is presented as an energy field metaphor, when it's really a front for a command to lose weight, the metaphor becomes an insidious way to promote diet culture while hiding behind plausible deniability. So I'm here to talk about some of the ways heavy can equate to happy. Personally, I find great comfort in certain types of heaviness. Let's talk about food, since all great conversations start with food. Despite the complaints launched against feeling too heavy after a feast, I tend to feel content as a direct result of having a plenteous meal. Few things make me happier than eating an entire vegan pizza, followed by a confectionery finish, of course. When I'm full, I feel relaxed. I feel comforted. I sleep better. Let's talk about Jhumpa Lahiri's amazing book and film, The Namesake. In it, the protagonist's husband lovingly presses her tightly against the bed as he breaks the news of her father's death. She is instantly flooded with anxiety and emotions. He gives her something substantial to press those emotions into. The scene reminded me of how much more relaxed I feel with a bulky x-ray protectant on for the duration of any dental visit, whether I'm getting x-rayed or not. And let's not forget, weighted blankets are all the rage for a reason. Most importantly, though, let's talk about what these Lighten Up articles are really talking about, and that is human body weight. Sideways marketing will want you to believe a magazine's lighten up messaging has nothing to do with its weight loss product promotions. But ha! You're too smart for that. You're reading Health at Every Size by Dr. Linda Bacon, and you know the only thing you need to lighten up on is your intake of marketing nonsense. And you're heavily putting your foot down on that one. So, what weighty matters make you happy? A deep conversation? Your 20-pound cat taking a nap on your head? Eating the entire tofurkey all by yourself? We want to know, so tell us. This is Michelle Schaefer reminding you to always be unique.
Don't you just love her voice, her physical voice, but her writing voice, her style of writing? She's got a subtle humor about her. And I've known Michelle for many, many years in person, even though we now live in separate states. And Michelle is an absolute delight in person to talk with. She's fun and funny, and she's going to be a guest on our show in November, for crying out loud. And I'll tell you, we are booked through the end of October, I believe. I will give you a little quick breakdown of what's coming. We have Manoj Agarwal coming up actually next week, and he's going to talk about tetra noodle. If you don't know what a tetra noodle is, you might want to find out, or you might just want to wait and be surprised. And then after that, the following Thursday, which is April 9th, we're having Michael Taylor come back. Michael was one of the first people who scheduled to be on our show many months ago. Now, we've been doing this show for quite a while. However, we did it as guests on Yvonne's radio show. And in November, we moved over to our own brand. When we did that, before we did that, we had Michael scheduled to be on our show. Then the night of the show, he had a family emergency and was unable to join us. So we had one of these Mary's Gonna Talk on Light shows, which was fun. I think my co-host Jennifer joined me that night, and that's always fun because she and I get along so very well. But that particular night, Michael wasn't able to come, and he rescheduled, and April 9th is his night to join us again. Then on April 16th, we're going to have Marcetta Davis-Linton join us. She is one of the volunteers who writes for Be Unique and brings you some of these amazing stories. She's kind of formed herself into being our animal expert, and I just love having people like Michelle, who does a lot of vegan stuff. Martin Strain does vegan stories. Marcy does the animal stories. And then April 23rd, we're going to have Elizabeth McCullough. She is the author of Dreaming the Marsh. Dreaming the Marsh is a fantastical little fiction that's about environment and spirituality. And I'm not going to ruin it for you, but it's a lot of fun. It was a book that truly entranced me. And then we're having Elisa Kaler come back at the end of the month, because she's working on getting us getting a night per month. I'm going to take a little break, and we're going to play Colin's ad. But get your pens and pencils ready. I'm going to give you the phone number. If you want to call in and talk with me instead of hearing me talk, the number is 516-418-5651 in the United States. If you're calling from another country, dial your exit code, then dial 1-516-418-5651. And here's Colin.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit BeUnique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Thank you, Colin. I am back, and here's the number once again in case I spoke too fast before the commercial. 516-418-5651. And I understand 9 o'clock at night is late for a lot of people, It's early if you're on the west coast of the United States. It's around 6 o'clock, maybe dinner time. You might not want to call with your mouth full. It's a little early in the early wee hours of the morning over across the pond in England. In fact, I want to let you know that one of our other writers, Megan Prowse, who writes articles about self-care and self-love, she will be one of our guests later on this year. Let's see what we've got in May. We have Elizabeth Fullington. You're going to love her. We have Tanya Steiner, who has a connection to Nelson Mandela. And then we're going to have someone from WonderWorks talk with us, as well as another hit from Elisa. Did you know that we are heard in 17 different countries around the globe? People listen to us in Australia, Brazil, Cameroon, Italy, Kenya, Japan, and Canada. People have listened to us in Germany and France and Netherlands, South Africa, Russia, Portugal, Slovenia, which is our newest country, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Vietnam. Those countries can't all be wrong. There must be something that they want to listen to. So I hope you'll share the word and tell your friends to join us. Listen in, and if you want to subscribe, I'd love that. Just click the follow button, and you can subscribe as easy as peach pie. If you like peach pie, that's a good thing. If you don't like peach pie, maybe not so much. Again, the number to call in and talk with me tonight is 516-418-5651. And here is a story that Martin Strain wrote and recorded.
This is Martin Strain with Be Unique Magazine. A bird's chorus breaks the silence of dawn. Waves of sunshine pour from the blue sky through your bedroom window. Eyes flutter as you wake from your bed, your cotton pajamas warming you from the morning chill. The scent of warm, hot Java fills the house while you stand on your porch looking out into the neighborhood. Beyond your emerald grass and white picket fence, your neighbor mows his grass and waves. Blue skies, green grass, and apple pie are images that evoke the American dream, something many people wish to accomplish, both here in the U.S. and abroad. Vanja Gerbic, a Bosnian-born immigrant, aspired to achieve the American dream. To obtain her version of success, regardless of what class she was born into or where she was from, she wanted to live in a society where taking a risk and hard work could lead to her dreams. Living in Bosnia was challenging and dangerous, with bombs exploding, buildings crumbling, and fear gripping her very existence. Living in a war-torn country means going without the things we take for granted every day, like electricity, water, and even food. But those horrific conditions didn't break Vanja. Instead, they gave her a greater appreciation for life and a drive to succeed. Vanja explained, "Going through something like that has made me appreciate life so much more. I seize every opportunity that comes my way, and I am extremely appreciative of it. I want to see the world be a better place, and I want to make people happy. That's what drives everything I do." At 15 years old, Vanja left that dangerous life behind and came to the U.S. Although she didn't speak English, she practiced every day and worked hard to overcome the difficulties of transitioning to a brand new life. Vanja proved to be an unstoppable force, working hard to finally achieve her dreams. In true entrepreneur spirit, she dedicated her life to working towards everything she loves. She models, works in medical sales, and started her own dance company, Vanja Dance LLC, which specializes in many variations of dancing, including belly, samba, fire, and Bollywood, as well as stilt walking. After being vegan for 8 years, Vanja focused her energy on another passion, veganism. She started her own YouTube channel, Vanja's Vegan Voyage. Her channel specializes in makeup tutorials, cooking videos, and reviewing vegan goodies from around the world. In addition to her channel, she also started the Go Vegan for a Week Challenge. The program is completely free and includes a shopping list, meal plan, and recipes to make the transition easier. If you want to take the challenge, just visit VanjasVeganVoyage.com. Her work doesn't end there. She sits on the board of directors for VegCF, a vegan organization operating out of Central Florida, and operates her own vegan baking company, Sunflower Bakery. Currently, her bakery operates online and at local pop-ups, but she is working towards opening a storefront. Like many immigrants, Vanja said she wanted the opportunity to feel her destiny. She explains, "Life is not guaranteed. Spend every day as if it's a gift." Learn more at sunflowerbakery.com and follow Sunflower Bakery FL on Facebook.
Welcome back. You're here with Mary Brotherton on Be Unique Radio, Be Unique Unscripted. If you'd like to call in and speak with me, my number is 516-418-5651. It's in the United States. Outside the country, you need to dial your exit code 1-516-418-5651. I think I'm going to start myself a little stand-up routine, only I'll be sitting down. But I think I may need to do some thinking for what I'm going to do on nights like this when I do not have a guest for whatever reason. The last guest that didn't make it had a very serious family emergency, and he'll be with us later on this month, or next month, actually, April. And I've already told you about some of the guests, and I'm going to give you some teasers. In June, we have a woman who runs a ranch called Rowdy Girl. And then we also have someone who is That was fun on the radio, wasn't it? She's related to Eudora Welty. If you don't know who Eudora Welty is, I suggest you look her up. We have an encore guest in July. Doug White was with us, and he's coming back. And I do hope that I'll have other non-prop organizations call in with questions. And then we have a veteran and a podcaster who is coming on the show in July, a very fine ambassador of Be Unique, Robert Prost, is coming on. We were sitting in a restaurant. He had seen us talking to someone, and he told the woman we were talking with, "That's a great magazine." And then he realized we were the people behind the magazine. That was really cool. We have a prophetess coming in July. And then in August, we have another Be Unique volunteer, Chantel Eubanks. She's a voice actress. I'm going to ask her to do some voices for us. Then we have someone with an organization called Holding Out Help. We have a writer two writers and another volunteer coming in September. Another writer in October. And Hindi's Libraries. Leslie Gang is coming from his co-partner. They're going to be with us in October, which is kind of cool. Just check us out online, beunique.org, BUNEKE. You can find all of these under What We Do. Click down to the radio show, and then from there, click over to the radio show, and all the description is there. We have Michelle Schaefer coming in November, and that's the end of our booking. We have most people pinned in. We have a few people penciled in, and no matter if they're pinned or penciled, they're coming in. I just talked with someone tonight, Elizabeth. She's a psychic. She can channel messages from the other side. We seem to attract a lot of people who do that, and I'm really excited about Elizabeth because she's just a delightful human being. I think it's time for me to give you my phone number and time for me to play another story. And all of these stories are in issue 14. You can read them online for free. You can listen to them online for free. We don't ask you to download anything. We don't ask you to give us your email address. When we say free, we mean totally free. We certainly don't hesitate to take your money if you'd like to make a donation, because We are a nonprofit. We are a 501c3 educational organization, and we educate people about amazing things like compassion, which is going to be the next story that I will play after I give you the number. 516-418-5651. That's 516-418-5651. Give me a call. I'm getting kind of lonely over here.
My name is Yvonne Sewell. I'm an author, an artist, and a writer for Be Unique magazine. Today I want to read you something I wrote. It's called Compassion. And compassion is thrown around like, I don't know, a penny word. The directory defines the word compassion as sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. The origin of the word is derived from Middle English via Old French, from ecclesiastical Latin, compassion, from compati, or suffer with. Now, let us put that in perspective of our daily lives. Without fail, just about every day, I hear someone say, "I have great compassion for so-and-so," or "we should have compassion for so-and-so." We bat that word around like a hockey puck. We fail to understand the true meaning of such a powerful word. To have true compassion for someone else literally means we suffer with them in their affliction, be it health, emotional, financial, or spiritual. If we are truly compassionate, we as fellow humans on this road of life should find ways to help those who are suffering. It doesn't have to be monetary. It can be a shoulder for them to lean on, a listening ear so they might can come to their own conclusions, a helping hand up, not a helping hand to keep them down. By that I mean teaching them to fish so that they might feed themselves forever instead of feeding them for a day so they might starve tomorrow. Compassion means we find ways to alleviate the suffering and trials of others as we would like for them to do for us. It means we do not judge the plight of others, as it is only by the grace of God that we are not walking in their shoes. Compassion makes us want to be the change we see in others. It makes us want to be the change we see in ourselves. True compassion in us makes us better people, better friends, better employees, and better humans. We are able to see others through a clear lens without the distortion of a prism. With compassion, we are able to accept our own flaws while accepting the flaws of our fellow humans. With compassion, we are able to see past the exterior others and see deep within their souls. To understand they have struggles and don't always know the answers, much less the questions. Compassion is the ability to understand the gruffness of someone and to push past it to find the softness within. Compassion is the ability to understand the heart of another person who hides it because of a fear of being hurt or abandoned. Compassion is that thing that is in most of us. Even the animal kingdom shows compassion from time to time. They appear to understand suffering in a way most people don't. Maybe we could take lessons from them. Compassion is more than just a word. It becomes an action. We continue to throw the word compassion around like it is nothing more than just a word, or we can be the change we want to see in others. We can be the change we want to show the world. We can be the change of compassion. This is Yvonne Sewell reading for Be Unique magazine.
Don't you see why I love Yvonne? She's just an amazing writer. Let me give you the number again if you'd like to call in, and then I'm going to do something a little weird for some people. I'm going to read some of my creative writing that is not journalism. The number to call in is 516-418-5651. Some of you may or may not know that I started my own writers group many years ago, and I meet with them most Tuesdays, and we critique each other's work. And every now and then they'll tell me, "This is really good. You need to submit this to a magazine or something." And that's what I'm going to be reading now. This is Moonlight Rendezvous. It's fiction, but they liked it. Maybe you will too. Pull up a chair and pop the top on that can. Take a long, slow drag on your pipe and let me tell you a little story. This is how our relationship began, and I believe it will grow stronger as we engage in more projects like the one that brought us together. It was one of those right time, right place situations. He had never married. I'm a frequent flyer in a matrimonial airline, me being a perpetual romantic and all that crap. We ended up at the place I'm now calling Destiny's Doorway, at the same time for different reasons. If this relationship doesn't work out the way I hope, I might have to open a seedy little corner bar and call it Destiny's Doorway. His mom had just died. The witch that popped me out will probably outlive Satan, but that's not the point. Because he wasn't married, his sisters told him he had to let his mom move in with him. He's never been what you'd call strong-willed. So his mother and all five of her house cats invaded his immaculate home. By the time the old dear departed, his cockatiel had plucked out all but three of her feathers, and he needed to put his bulldog on doggy depression pills. He'll have to burn the place to the ground to get the smell out. He told me he hadn't been much into dating, but once she moved in, his social life ended. She demanded so much of his time and attention, and she didn't care that he had a full-time job. If she wanted an ice cream cone at 4:56, he was supposed to anticipate that and take her out right then. Never mind, dinner would be served at 5:30, and the pre-dinner dessert would kill her appetite. She thought she'd earned the right to eat what and when she wanted, and damn the nutritional values. He's a personal trainer, for Pete's sake. And a vegan. You know that had to be hard on him. Do you think she cared? So, anyway, when she moved in, good old sis decided to take over mom's financials. She sold the family home for pennies, and while his mom never lacked for anything she needed and the cats never went hungry, he thinks his sister had to have been stashing some of their mom's money. I find it interesting that while the old woman had a decent portfolio several years back, she died almost a pauper. One sister, being mom's, had managed to sell all her possessions over the years the old woman lived with her son. There wasn't much more than a few cat toys and the old lady's clothes left by the time she kicked it. Well, he's grieving his sister and their mother cremated without his knowledge. I read that wrong. While he's grieving, his sister had their mother created without his knowledge. Didn't even buy an urn for her. No funeral, no memorial, not a single see ya later, mom. When he asked, the sister handed him a plain white cardboard box. Inside it was a plastic bag that held what was left of his mother and her cats. Oh yeah, I left that part out. The sister had all five cats removed from her brother's house and tossed in the oven with their mistress, even though they were alive. I was between wives when he and I met. The latest potential didn't make the cut, so I had her cut loose in a very literal way. We hadn't been long into our relationship when she told me a few things about herself. She said she'd provided respite to her mother's caregiver a few times a week, and when I asked why she didn't bring her mother home to live with her family, she explained that one of her siblings had taken over that task. She just provided the necessary break from time to time, so the family didn't have to hire a nurse. We'd been partying pretty heavy one night when she let a few other secrets out, and I knew I'd have to release her. She had been poisoning her mother ever so slowly for years, and every time her sibling needed a break, she volunteered to tend to their ailing mother. This was when she increased the dosage, but while it's not necessarily worse than matricide, she told me that she not only was feeding the poison to her mother's cats, but to her brother's bird as well. Not enough to kill the bird, but enough so she could pull the poor creature's feathers out one by one over time. She sounded so proud of herself, and truth is, it could have been sexy, except for the bird. I like birds. So I took her for a little ride under the full moon. After she finished her story, We went up the mountain, and she thought it was romantic. We parked on the edge of one of those lookovers, and she was sure I was going to propose when I got down on one knee. She didn't know I needed to get some leverage, so when I stood up, I could hoist her by the ankle right over the rail. That's when I met her brother, who had come to sprinkle his mother's ashes. So, that's my story, and that's my fiction, and I think that might be the perfect place to end this show. We've had no callers. I've been talking, not necessarily nonstop, but we've shared some Be Unique stories. I've shared one of my personal creative writing fiction pieces, and here we are at the end of the show. Next week, if you want to call in, the number is 516-418-5651. And next week, my guest is none other. Wrong date. Next week, my guest is Manoj Agarwal from Tetra Noodle. So be prepared, get some questions for him, and give us a call at 516-418-5651. And until next week, stay safe, stay well, stay sane, and be kind. It's very important. Be kind to one another. We are all in this together, and not a one of us is going to get out of here alive.
Thank you for listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to beunique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BUNEKE.org.